You know, a lot of talk this week about Connecticut energy prices, Pura and everything else. I mean, there's a bill yesterday put forth. I didn't know it was coming, that could supposedly cut your bill by quite a bit, 20% or more. And so pretty much the architect of it, we're lucky to have him on and talk to this about and a bunch of other stuff, Senator John Funfara, joining us here on Brian and Company. Sir, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, so much to talk about. I'll just start with the bill. Simplify it. How are you able to save people this kind of money with this piece of legislation?
A couple of main things. The first is the issue that many people have complained about, both residents and businesses, is the public benefit charge.
Right.
There are many aspects of that charge which are not related to the generation and delivery of electricity to your home or to your business. We remove those charges from the bill. We bond for them under the state budget, and we do that for 3 years. That's a 20% savings right there immediately, and we evaluate after that. The legislature evaluates after that as to what, if any, of those components go back in the bill in 3 years. We think many of them will no longer be necessary, but that's the first step. The second step is the electricity system in Connecticut is extremely inefficient. We procure power under standard service for which 80% of Connecticut residents for Eversource and United Illuminating, 80% of residential, 50% of business remain on standard service, and they're all overpaying. They're all overpaying. I'm not suggesting that people go out into the market. That's their choice. But the way that we procure, the two utilities procure, is extremely inefficient. We change that to a much more efficient model. That's saving additional savings there. And then with respect to the transmission and distribution system, equally inefficient. All of these things are costing ratepayers more than they should be paying. And it's dirtier, meaning more carbon is emitted because of the policies or the lack of policies.
Right.
We don't engage the customer at all in terms of how they use power, when they use power. And if we do that, and we will with time of use rates, smart meters, customers can save based on their behavior. If they decide to shift their usage to times that are make more sense for the system,
yeah,
they will save.
Okay, so
we established an organization known as SEPA. It will be the implementer. It will be the architect of these many pieces that need to be done on a daily basis. It's not being done by any regulatory agency in Connecticut right now, nor are they equipped to do it. But this organization will, and it'll be every day working to figure out how can we be smarter, how can we use the system. How can we make cost the primary objective, which it has not been, of lowering Connecticut's rates, second highest in the country?
Yep.
This bill, when it's fully implemented, not 20%, Brian, but 40% will be removed from the bill.
Well, listen, let me ask you, Senator John Funfara joining us here. I have a bunch of questions and not a lot of time, so just if we could be as tight as possible. I think that the 2, 3, and 4, I'm not sure about 4, but more bureaucracy, but 2 and 3 for sure are like more systemic issues. I'm concerned about bonding it. Like, so basically, is that like we're taking on debt? Because we're taking on debt to relieve the consumer. So basically, the consumer's like getting a loan because eventually the consumer's going to have to pay off that debt.
Well, I look at it differently. First of all, the tax structure is far more progressive than the electric bill. If you're a low to moderate or any level of income person, the electric bill is blind to your income. And there are folks, your listeners, of moderate income who don't get any benefits from any program who are being hit hard by high electricity rates.
That's correct, yep.
For things that have nothing to do, Brian, with the generation and delivery of electricity to them. And this takes those issues off the bill. And we feel it's better to have a three-year window, evaluate what should go back. And the state of Connecticut can borrow at a much, much lower rate than can the utilities. And so this is a smarter way to go. and then determine what, if any, of those things come back on the bill after 3 years.
What do you
but
think?
It will save.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I have to interject, and I apologize. You know, there is some bipartisan support here, although there's been some pushback on with some of your fellow Democrats. But what are the odds, in your opinion, that this passes this year?
Well, electricity rates and costs are the first and most important issue facing the legislature this year. And that's every legislator responding to the concerns of their constituents. It's not like Waze where you punch in an address and there are four different ways. There are no other ways than, it's not about pride of authorship. This bill addresses the fundamental issues that Connecticut is facing and why our rates are so high. And fully implemented, as I said, we'll see a 40% reduction, 20% from a removal of the public benefit charges, and then the implementation of the bill itself, another 20%.
Right.
And that will make us competitive as a state. We remove the sales tax on businesses. We remove the demand charge, which is a killer for businesses, to make Connecticut more attractive. If we grow the amount of customers on the system, that will lower rates.
Sure, but do you think it'll pass, and do you think the governor would sign it?
Well, you know, I guess if people feel, legislators and the governor feel, that they can say no to a plan that reduces electric rates or electric costs, because that's what people care about. They don't know about rates. They care about costs. By 20% immediately, and then another 20% over the next 2-3 years, if that's something that people feel like there's something else is more important, the status quo is better, well, I guess then they wouldn't want to support it, and the governor wouldn't sign it. But I'll take my chances on that one.
Senator John Funfara joining us here on Brian and Company, talking about the legislation that was put forth, or really was a big news story yesterday, and we'll see what happens. We'll stay on top of it. I do have to ask you before I let you go, the day before, you know, we had Stephen Harding on talking about these allegations of, they think, corruption, that there was some sort of quid pro quo for you to support Marissa Gillette. You were promised a seat with Pura. I just wanted to give you the opportunity to our audience to address that accusation.
You know, there are a lot of things said in that building, and I can't control what people say. My focus is on this issue, and I've been working on energy issues for 3 decades, and this bill is critically important to the residents of our state, critically important to businesses of our state, and to the economy of Connecticut. And
but were you, were you against the reappointment of Gillette, and was a deal made to get your support?
I supported her in the Executive Noms Committee. I abstained on the vote on the floor because of information that came forward after the hearing, and I felt it was in my the interest of for me and my constituents that I not cloud everything with whether I voted yes or I voted no, and I recused myself from the vote in the end.
Listen, I appreciate you answering or addressing the issue, and I look forward to talking more on the energy bill as it makes
Thank
its
you.
Way through, and we appreciate the time.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.